Yesterday we learned the Tosfos on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Dibra Maschavu Labirach Achrav. Tosfos quoted the Machlokes. Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah and Brachas. How much bread does a person have to eat in order to be obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon? And there's a Machlokes in Rishonim, whether these two Tanaim, Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda, one says Kazais, one says Kedetz, they really mean Min HaTorah? They don't hold from the din the way we pass them that you have to eat Kedetz Sviya. But all Machlokes was only an Asmachta. So I call upon him, we pass in Kazais, and we assume that Kazais is only Min HaRabbanan, and Min HaTorah, you're only obligated to recite Birchas Hamazon, and if you eat Kedetz Sviya, and we said a Machlokes of Rishonim, where the Kedetz Sviya means you're saver from the bread alone, or you're saver from the bread with the whole meal. You ate a whole meal together. Fine. How much is kibetza? It's irrelevant. We pass commit the rabbanon, you're obligated to bench on a kazayis. What's the relationship between a kazayis and a kibetza? That's two opinions in Rishonim, and two opinions in Halacha and Orachaim, whether shlish betza or chatzi betza is a kazayis. Nafkamina, let's say, how much matzah do you have to eat? A beitza beninus. It goes a beitza beninus. So the Bagan Amram says, with respect to dinim derais, you have to go to chumra. With respect to dinim derabanan, you have a right to go to kula. Let's say the first night Pesach, if a person simply is not allowed to eat matzah, person all year long never eats bread, never eats matzah, then the first night of Pesach, if he's able to, he's not going to get sick. He should strain himself to make sure that he eats chatzi beitza the first night of Pesach. Matzah is derais, and the second night of Pesach is only derabanan, so then it's enough if he eats a shlish beitza. Fine. How much is a beitza? How much is a beitza? Beitza beinanis. The beitza is with imkliposa, bliikliposa. So in Erevin and Daf Pegimla Omer Aleph, the Gemara has a machlekes satanoim. Where is a beitza relevant? Okay, to calculate how much a kazayis is. But where is the kibetza relevant for tumas oichlim? There are four things that are makamlo tuma, the mikelim, ochlim, and mashkim. So the oichlim are metami acherim. The oichl can transmit tuma to oichl can never be an av hatuma because kol davish ein latar b'mikveh ein anasa av hatuma. That's a gemara at the very end of Erevin. So oichl can never be an av hatuma even if it's an oil ames and the mace is abi avois and the other mikelim in the room will become av hatuma. But not klicheres, because klicheres ain't lo tar b'mikveh, and same thing ochum and mashkin will not become an av hatuma. Ain't lo tar mikveh and nasa av hatuma. But let's say that mace is avi avois, and the oichel in the room will become a rishon l'tuma, and then the rishon l'tuma can transmit tuma to mashkin. Mashkin is a big machlekes satanoim at the end of the first perek in Sochim. A three-way machlekes hatanaim, whether tumas mashkim is deraisa derabbanan. Chol mashka sheishase b'chol kli yitma, we just had it in the pasuk, I think parsha shmini. What does it mean yitma? Yitma means that it could be machshir lekabel tuma, but tumas mashkim is legamre mederabbanan. Or no, yitma means it could be mekabel tuma, but mashkim natame acherim is only mederabbanan. Or yitma yitame, kol mashke sheyishase b'chol kli yitma, da mashke ma mekabel tumah min haTorah, even to the extent of transmitting the tumah to something else. So the three different shitas show exactly how we pasken in the Rambam Adiyon. So the Gemara says that oichel to be metame acherim, oichel is only metame acherim if it has a kibetza. If it's less than a kibetza, it's not metame acherim. So this led the Rabbi Natam to assume. Rashi writes that oichel even a crumb of bread is mekabel tumah min haTorah, but to transmit tumah that oichel should be metame mashkim, oichel should be metame acherim, that's only if it has a kibetza. If it doesn't have a kibetza, it's not metame acherim, but tumah satzman it will have in haTorah. And the Rabbi Natam learns the whole sugim psochim. There's a sugim psochim, we'll talk about it maybe today when we get to it. About Tam Kiker, whether Tam Kiker is there, I said there are bonus. In the middle of the sugya, there's a line, there are a few lines that are problematic there. The whole sugya is not so easy to understand. So the Rabbi Natam interprets this sugya that just like Oichel Tam Yacherim, you need a kibetza, so even Tumas Atzman, Minatari, you also need a kibetza. The fact that a crumb of bread is mekabel tume, if someone touches a mekabel tume, even though it's less than a kibetza, that's only midirabbanan. So in order for, according to that rabbi in a time, in order for echel to be a mekabel tume, you have to have a kibetza. So that's why many rishonim are of the opinion. Our Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Sukkot. Rab Tzadik ochal pachas mekibetza and atola b'makab. So Gemara thought it's only because it was pachas mikabetza. If it would have been kabetza, then he would have had to wash until his yadam. He wouldn't be able to be mekel on netola b'mapa. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Maybe Rab Tzadik happens to be a kohen. Tosis points out. By Kohanim, the Gemara says on Amud Beis, they all agreed, since Kohanim are in the practice of eating Truma all the time, and they have to eat Truma b'tahara, and Yadayim, Stam Yadayim Shnei Yasein, Stam Yadayim Askani Yasein, so Stam Yadayim, if he wasn't careful, since the last time he went to Mikvah, the last time he washed until the Yadayim, he wasn't careful on the Shmiras HaYadayim, then the Yadayim will have the status of Sheni, and Sheni the Tuma passels Truma. Sheni Lituma will pass the Truma. So a Kohen, before he eats Truma, always has to wash until Zenam. So it's going to be a big tircha. So by Kohanim, we all agree. Kohanim are going to be careful. They're used to it from eating Truma all the time, that they can eat behepsik mapa, and they can eat bread also behepsik mapa. Even if the bread is not Truma, the Kohanim will be in the practice, they'll be in the habit of being careful with eating with Ayidei mapa. So the holy boilahu, the whole shalom alechol b'mapo was only by a non-coin. And then, right. So the Gemara said on the previous daf that the takonas natilus yadayim for truma was from the days of, that's a Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Erevin we mentioned, that Shlomo HaMelech and his bezdin instituted Eruvi Chatzeris, and they instituted the Yotilus Yadayim Letruma. And the later generation, they extended it, Mishum Srach Truma, they extended it to eating Pas Shal Chulin. That was on Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. So since by eating Truma, the whole reason why you have to wash until the Yadayim, because Yadayim Shnei Yaseim, and it'll pass all the Truma, so that's only the main concern really is if you're eating minatora, only yochel according to Rabbi Natam, only yochel that's a kibetza or more is mekabel tuma. So since Natilus Yadayim, we said the machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether the Mishnah that says you need the Yadayim Shnias to remove the Maim Tmeim, the Mishnah says in Yadayim you have to have Maim Shniim. After you wash until the time, you have to wash again, Mayim Shneim, to remove the Tumas Mayim. So the Mishnah has been again to, in Mishnah is Yodayim, it's been again to Truma. So the Rambam writes it, only been again. We said the last parak in Mikvos, the Rambam only writes it, and that the Yod of the Truma needs Mayim Shneim. And the Ravid was Masik, no. They made a takona, Mishum Srach Truma, when you eat bread. So the Srach Truma was, and you have to be careful for Tumas Yodayim. Even the Bayas, everybody, we all went to a funeral, so we're all an avhatume. So what is it going to help to wash your hands? The hands are going to be tamei, with tamei min haTorah. Forget about the hesach hadas and yadayim shnias mid the rabbanan. We're all tamei mamish. So that's the machloikas, the Rambam and the Ravid. So according to the Rambam, the tilus yadayim for chulin, for bread, is only mishum dekiyus. It's not really mishum chashashtum. We said the shayla of the chayyadim, if a person touches the tefillin in the middle of the meal, would he have to wash again? Should really depend on the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. But I'll call upon him, the Gemara did say on Kuvav and Aleph that Nantilus Yadayim lechulin, lepas, when you want to eat bread, is mishum srach truma. So since by truma, the ikir problem is if you're going to eat a kibetza of truma. So the chulin also, most of the poskim assume that if you're eating less, than a kibetza, you don't say a bracha on the tilus yadayim, because it could be that you're not mechuyev to wash in the first place. even though pachas nikabetza is mekabel tumah de rabbanan, but min haTorah the rabbeinu tam holds only mekabel tumah if it's a kibetza. So they only made the takana of netilas adayim in the first place. Even according to the Rambam, netilas adayim lechulin is only mishum nekius. It's not all mishum tumah, but the whole thing started off not kain deraisa, but kain mishum lestrach truma. It was a takeoff on the takana shleim amelach. So they only made the takana if you're eating a kibetza. So there's a machlokes satanoim. There's a machlokes satanoim. We mentioned the Gemara quotes a brisa. It's not a tosefta. Gemara quotes a brisa there in Erev in Pegim Lamed Aleph. That's where there's also a machlokes satanoim. How much is kedei achilas pras? Three beitzim or four beitzim? How much is kedei achilas pras? Three beitzim or four beitzim? And that's where the machlokes of Rishonim is. What's the ratio between a kazayis and a kibetza? Is a zayis shlish beitza or chatzi beitza? But the tanoim, the Gemara quotes a brisa, there's machlokes ha-tanoim. What is the sheer kibetza benigeh to kabbalas tumah, benigeh to l'tami acherim? Is it beitza im klipasa? There are two tanoim called beitza im klipasa. And we pass in beitza b'liki posa, the michel, it's the liquid that comes out. When you crack open the egg, the stuff inside is considered a kibetza, not the volume of a whole egg. The volume of a whole egg is going to be much bigger than what's inside. That's also a discussion. How much bigger is it? How much bigger is it? But it's significant, said quite a percentage bigger. So that's so that din of kibetza is relevant halacha lemaisa. We don't paskin like that opinion that you bench if you eat a kibetza. We paskin you bench me the rabban if you eat a kazayis. Men atari anu b'chiv to bench if you eat kadeis v'ya. So the kibetza is irrelevant, is not relevant when you get to bichas hamazim, but it is relevant when you get to netilas sedaim. So many rishonim hold if you're eating less than a kazayis, you say hamoitzi if you have just a little crumb of bread. You have a matzah melt, mamish matzah melt, unless you put in juice or oil or something, or if you baked it, you make cake out of it, so then it may become a zaynus. But if you have just plain matzah melt the way it is, matzah farfel for sure, a crumb of matzah, that's also going to be hamoitzi. So if you eat less than a kazayis, we paskin, you do say hamoitzi. Some say you say shahakol, you say a brocha, on less than a kazayis. So there was an opinion, but the chashivas of hamoitzi is only if you have a kazayis. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin even a mashahu. You also say hamoitzi, but many a rabbi opinion, you don't even have to wash until it's a daim at all if you're eating less than a kazayis. And then if you eat more than a kazayis but less than a kibetza, the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should wash b'li bracha, because many rishonim hold that the takana of Netilas Adam Shem Strach Truma, since it's Oichel Maroni Mekabel Tuma Min HaTorah, if it's a Kebetza or more, so the Takana by Chulim was only if you're eating a Kebetza, do you have to wash? Okay. So then the Gemara has one of the Amoraim asks the other one, when you wash Netilas Adam for bread, where were we up to? Amalei Rav Sheshes Lameh Mekabdisu Amon, are you makbid davke to wash from a kli? He says yes. A makbid that there shouldn't be shini mara, a chazus, he says yes. A makbid on the shi revir, so he says yes. And then the Gemara has another version, has it, that he said he's not makbid. So he says yes, what's the shayla, are you makbid on a revir? It's a mishnah that you need revir. What's the shayla, are you makbid on a mara? It's a mishnah that it have shini mara. If you can't use the water, just like Shina Mara passels in a mikveh, the Shina Mara passels for dime purposes also. So why is he asking him? It's enough in a Mishnah and Yadayim. The Taisa says, just like we said in the Rambam, that Yadayim, Maim Shneim is only needed for Tilis Adayim Lechuma. So the Mishnah says, Stam, you need Maim Shneim. So the Rambam held that it's only for Truma. So that's what Taisa interprets over here. This Amora was asking, maybe the din of Shina Mara in the water for Netilas Adayim, maybe it's only a chumra when you're washing Netilas Adayim, the truma. maybe the shira is only when you're mashing the tillis a dime for truma. So he says, yes, he's makbid on shina mara. And then one version was that he's not makbid on a revis. Why? Because it says beferish. Says beferish that you don't need a revis. So then the Gemara says it's not correct. If you started off with the revis and the person before you used the half of the water to wash his hands, and I'm going to use the remaining half of the water to wash my hands, so that's called osi mishiori tahara. Since it started off with the shir shalom of a revis and the water that's missing was used for someone else's nitilus yadayim, so I can wash my hands from the leftover water. But if you started off, let's say you started off with a revis, and then just spilled out half of the water. Not that the other half of the revis was used for someone else's nitilus yadayim. It just spilled. So then there's no good. So the nitilus yadayim is beginning with water of less than a revis. So then it's no good. You have to have bavke this year. That was the Gemara. Then the Gemara quotes a din for the Amaroim. The Amar Rava. Rava says a din. Magufa sachode shetikna notam men ala yadayim. Tanya Nam Yochit says beferish and a brisa like that. Tosefta and yadayim. Yeah. What does it mean? Magufa sachode, the lid of the barrel, shetikna. What do you mean shetikna? So Rashi seems to interpret that the lid of the barrel is not machzik revis. The lid is flat, or the lid is goes up a little bit, but when you turn it upside down, it will not hold the revis of water. So tikna means that he carved out a little more, so now we can hold the revis. Tosis disagrees with Rashi, and they say even if the lid can hold the revis, but if you put it on the table, the lid, let's say, goes reaches a point. The lid reaches a point on top, and if it'll have a revis of water, you put it on the table. You won't put it into a container. Just put it on the table. Then it'll tilt to the side, and it'll hold very little water. Most of the water will spill out. Let's say a lot of times when you want to take a drink of water, so they have a whole a container full of paper cups. Paper cups come to a point on the bottom. So if you hold the cup in your hand, it'll hold the revis. But if you put it down, you won't put it down in a special container to hold it. All the water will spill out because it doesn't have a base to sit on. It just has a point on the bottom. So Tosis interprets that that's what the Magufis Achavis is like. Gufis Achavis comes to a point on top so that even though it is machzik revis, if you hold it, but if you don't support it on the bottom, all of the water will spill out. So Tosis learns that's what it means. Magufis Achavis should tikna. He was misakana that it should be able to sit without you holding it. You put it in a container. Like some people have a glass to drink hot coffee or hot tea, and then they have a metal container to hold the glass. Here also, you have to have a container, a metal container, wooden container, to hold the magufas al-chabas, so it shouldn't spill out. Then there's another klal over here that Tosefta spells that out also. If you have if you have a sack that you usually hold grain in, or usually hold corn in, or something else in it, even though it has a base kibbul, and it's intended to have a base kibbul, but it's never intended to hold liquids, and the liquid is probably going to leak through. So even if you'll have so much water inside that when you'll pour on your hands, not all the water will leak through. You'll have a radius of water, but it wasn't intended to contain water. Let's say a policeman wears a metal helmet. So a person is, the policeman wants to wash until the sedaim, he has a faucet, but he doesn't have a kli. So can he take the helmet and fill it up with water and pour the water on his hands? So in Shulchan Aruch, they say that years ago, there was sometimes a practice that people would wear these kind of metal helmets or wooden hats or whatever, metal hats. And then sometimes they would fill it up with water and use it for drinking the water. But today, nobody ever does that. No, I don't, to my knowledge in America, I never saw anybody take a metal helmet and hold water in it to drink the water. We don't do that. So that would not be acceptable. The kli has to have a base kibul, and it has to be able to stand on a base, and then it has to be a base kibul for water. So that's what Tosis points out the pshat over here. The Gemara has a shaila: what if one person is feeding another person? The other person is sick. I'm feeding him bread. So does the ma'achil, the one who's touching the bread, the one who touches truma for sure has to wash until it's done. Because tam yadayim shniyah, same. You're going to touch the truma, is going to passel it. Sheni yosha shlishi the truma, is going to passel the truma. But so that's if you're eating truma. But this tam, but yadayim, till it's yadayim for bread is mishum strach truma, pattern after truma. So does it have exactly all the same dinim? Does it have the same dinim? So the Gemara has the shaila whether the machil, the one who's feeding someone else bread, but the machil himself is not eating bread. Does he have to wash until he's done? Because if it's patterned after mishum strach truma, and by truma for sure, the one who's machil has to wash. And the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that the machil does not have to wash on the tilus yadayim over here. The Gemara tells a story that Mishmuel was a little boy. He was once crying right before the Mishnah. And Abu Dishmol, his father, asked him, how come you're crying? So he said, the Rebbe gave him a smack. Why did the Rebbe give you a smack? So he said, because I was feeding the Rebbe's son, and I didn't wash until the Siyadayim before I touched the bread. So Shmuel's father was upset, lo dai, lo maspik, that the Rebbe does know the din, that the din is that the machil doesn't have to wash until the Siyadayim, but he had to smack my son because of his hamaratzes. The Gemara said, the din is that the machil chulin, bread of chulin, does not have to have until sidan. Also, the machal does not have to. What about the oichal machmas machal? What about the person who's eating the bread, but he's not touching the bread? He's not touching the food. He's sick, and he's too weak to pick up the food, so I have to put it in his mouth a little at a time. So the oichal machmas machal, does he have to wash until sidan? The Gemara goes back and forth, and Gemara finally says, yes, the oichal machmas machal has to wash until sidan. But the machal does not have to, except by truma, then the machal would have to. But the machal by truma, by negiya, we're a little more makel than by achilas truma. Tosis said, benegiya to the dinim of chatzitza. That was the Tosis that we had on the previous daf, Tosis on kuvav and the beis nima maspa, called dabe shel chetzis b'tfil chetzis ben atilas yadayim. So Tosis says, benegiya to the negiya the truma, we're a little makel in chatzitzas that are only midirabbanan. Then the Gemara had another bit of a discussion on kuf zayin on a base. Let's say there's a shamash who's the waiter. There's a restaurant and a whole group of people are having a party together, and someone gives a cup of wine to the waiter. The waiter is not supposed to eat on his own. It's not his unless the owner of the establishment gave him the right to eat. But he can't if the Balei HaSimcha, the people having the party, if they give him permission to eat, so okay. Otherwise, he's a ganef. If he has to have permission, either from the Balei Bos of the restaurant or from the Balei HaSimcha, whoever's the Balei Bos to give permission. So let's say they gave him, the Balei HaSimcha gives him a cup of wine. And then later on, half an hour later, someone else gives him another cup of wine. Does he have to send out the bar piagof? So the Gemara says, yeah, the Shamas has to have bar piagof and our kol kois v'kos, because we assume that it's probably a hesach hadas, that he probably didn't think that he's going to get another gift of another cup of wine. But if they gave him a bread to eat, and the Gemara says, even if you would have held that Oichel machmas machil, if someone else is feeding you, even if you would have held, you don't have to wash until it's a dayim, but the waiter would have to wash. Oichel machmas machil, we paskin halacha, oichel machmas machil does need until it's a dayim. But even if the din would have been that you don't need if you're a tzaddik and you're going to be very careful. Well, who did Gemara say? One of the chacham, Rav Hamnuna. If you're a tzaddik and you're going to be careful not to touch the bread. Or if you're an invalid and you just can't even move, so the other people have to feed you. They put the food in your mouth. What if he's the shamus? The shamus is touching the bread all over the place. He's serving with his both hands. He's carrying a whole two trays of dishes with both hands to serve all the people. So when someone puts bread in his mouth, he's not touching the bread right now, but we're afraid that later on he may yet touch the bread. So the Gemara says, for sure, the Shamish, who's Zoicha Machmas Machal, for sure he needs Ntilus Yadayim. We paskin everybody, even if he's an invalid, also has to have Ntilus Yadayim. But for the Shamish, for sure, the Gemara says, because he's Torid, he's going to be touching all the food, so we're afraid he may stick his finger in his mouth and touch the bread that he's eating also. So the Gemara said, there seemed to have been a machlokes amaraim, whether the Shamis, if someone gave him something to eat, does he have to wash until, does he have to say hamoitzi and someone else later on gives him another slice of bread? Does he have to say another hamoitzi on the second slice of bread? So that looked like a machlokes. The Gemara said, not really a machlokes. It depends who the Bali Simcha are, who are the people making this party, this wedding anniversary party or the Siyam Sichta party, whatever it is. If there's a Talmud Chacham Shari there, so if there's not a Talmud Chacham, it's self-understood, he will probably want to give the waiter another tip, another slice of bread. So when the waiter said Amoitzi on the first slice of bread, there's no Hesach Hadas for the second, he doesn't need a Broch on the second. But if there's no Talmud Chacham there, and non-Talmud Chachamim, we assume, are probably going to be a little cheap on their food, on their money. So if someone will want to give him another slice of bread, we'll assume that probably was a Hesach Hadas. He probably, when he said Amoitzi on the first bit, he probably only had a mind to eat the first bit. He didn't think that he's going to eat anymore. Then the Gemara quotes a story that when a woman is feeding her child on Yom Kippur, that's a question the Menachas Chinuch raises. How is one, let's say you have a little baby, how is one permitted to feed the baby on Yom Kippur? People are not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So how can you, a cotton, let's say, when you have little babies, say you want to buy baby food, so you have to make sure the baby food has hechsher, because if it's really treif, also lachil b'yadayim. The Gemara learns that in Perek Cheresh, towards the end of Yevamos, there's a Perek Cheresh. So the Gemara says, even if you hold that kot nechon nevelis, there's a machlokes, where the kot nechon nevelis, bezem mitzuvah lahafrisha, or ein bezem mitzuvah lahafrisha. A child before bar mitzvah is eating non-kosher food. So do we have an obligation to stop him? Or no, ein bezem mitzuvah lahafrisha. Tosis has two opinions. Tosis and the Rishonim have a major machlokes. Forget about bezem, what about the parents? So that's two opinions in Tosfos. One opinion is that the parents have an obligation of chinuch. Father and the mother have an obligation of chinuch only on mitzvah sesei. There's no din of chinuch on lois sesei. On a mitzvah sesei, the chi of chinuch is that the child should have a kiyum. But on a lois sesei, there is no kiyum. So since the cotton is not lab bar chiyuva, so well, why should the parent be mechuyev to be mechanach the child? The child is not over any yisur, so gintayit, let him eat all the treifas that he wants. That's not the generally accepted opinion. We assume that the chiyuv chinuch is not only on mitzvah sesei, where the child will have a kiyum, it's even on lavin as well, to train the child. To train the child that later, after bar mitzvah, you should know that he's not allowed to eat chazeh, he's not allowed to eat treifas. So this discussion in the Gemara, where the kot neichon nevelis, where the bezdim mitzvah nafish means bezdim biacherim, the parents, according to half of the Bali HaTosfos, the parents of four, for sure, on mitzvah nafish because of chinuch. Shaila is whether Acherim, Bezdin and Acherim, are they Mitzuvah Lafrishim? So the general accepted Pesach and Bezdin Mitzuvah Lafrishim. They can let him eat the trace of food. But the Gemara says, also, it's supposed to be a dime, but to feed even an infant who's Lohigir Lachinuch, even a little baby is Lohigir Lachinuch, you can't buy tray for food and give it to the child. You have to have kosher food. So that's an issue. The Minchas Chinuch raises the question, how can you feed a little baby on Yom Kippur? That's where Rashi learns Pshat, Rashi and Tosfos learn Pshat in this Braisa, which Shammai Hazaken, about feeding babies on Yom Kippur. It's an Issa Deraisa, and also L'Achila B'Yadayim. There's a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Rashba, whether even an Issa Derabbanan is also L'Achila B'Yadayim. The Rambam holds both Issa deraisa and Issa derabbanan. The Rashba holds, based on the Gemara, only Issa deraisa. Issa derabbanan is muta l'achila b'yadayim. You're allowed to give it to the child, the tovus, the child, not the tovus, the parent. Let's say the parent will ask the child, please carry my talis to shul in the street, but there is no Erev. So that's Asa L'Achila B'Yadayim, even if it's only a Karmelis. It's not a Rishus Aram Deraisa, but the whole issue of carrying is only the Rabbanon, but not that I'm giving it. If I give the child the Siddur and I say, you take the Siddur to Shul, and you daven from the Siddur on Shabbos, and the whole street is only a Karmelis. So that's, according to the Rashba, that would be Mutal Achila B'Yadayim and Issa de Rabbanon, because L'Tzarach HaKotten. Or let's say I'll give a trace of food to the cotton, and it's only trace from the Rabbanon, when I know the child will enjoy eating it. So that's the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rashba. But if the father asks the child, they want you to please carry my talis to Shul, it's Tzarach the father, that everyone agrees that Osa L'Achila B'Yadayim, even in Issa de Rabbanon. The Gemara has Osa L'Achila B'Yadayim goes across the board by all Yisurim, not only by Macholas Asuras. The Gemara quotes the original Psukim, there are three Psukim. One Pasuk is by Tuma, the beginning of Parsha Semor. This week is Achimos Kedoshim, and then after that comes Emor. So in the beginning of Emor, it says Emor ve'amarta. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara there in Perek Cheresh, the end of Yivam, Slahazi Gedolim Alaktanim. Then it's also letamei sakotin biyadaim. That's an issa deraisa. Even if the koyin cotton is lohigei lachinuch, also letamei also that's minatera. So there's a pasuk by Tumas Kohanim. Then there's a pasuk by Shirotzim, I think. Then there's a pasuk by Dam. I forgot already. The Gemara says there are three psukim. So from the three psukim we extrapolate. If you wouldn't have only had one or two, you wouldn't have known to extend it to all cases. Now you have all three. So he said, Tzedin, and call it Tarkul, also this posel biyadayim. Some Rishonim say that only the three cases in the Psukim are derais and the Tzarashove, that it applies to all. You learn out from the three that it applies to call it Tarkul, also this posel biyadayim is only the Rabbanon. The simple pshat is not so. Pashto says, Tzedin, and call it Tarkul, also this posel biyadayim. Is a dinner called a tarkula. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch raises the question, how are you permitted to feed the child on Yom Kippur, even if he's a little baby? It's an Issa Deraisa to eat on Yom Kippur. Also, there's supposed to be a dime. We give food, we give bread to a little baby to eat without Netilas Yadayim. So we assume that's not really, even if you all like the Rambam, that even on Dinim, the Rabbanon is also... Also, there's supposed to be a dime, and the Tilus Adayim is not their ice, it's only their Rabbanon. But the Pashto says that Tilus Adayim perhaps is only a mitzvah. So if the child is not mechuyev to do the mitzvah, so you're not giving him traces. It's not the also there's supposed to be a dime. Also, there's supposed to be a dime goes on Yisurim. Let's say I have a spoon I wasn't toivel the spoon, and I only use it for little babies. The baby in the family always eats from a spoon that was not ketoivel. Is that a violation of also the supposed to be a dayim? The child is not mechuyev a mitzvah. So what? Maybe the parents are mevatel the mitzvah. The fact that they're using that spoon to feed a Jewish child, maybe the parents are mevatel the mitzvah. But you can't say that the parents are also to feed the child from a non-getable to spoon because also the supposed to be a dayim. It's a mitzvah. It's not an issa. But the shaila is eating on Yom Kippur is an issa, not just a mitzvah, it's an issa. So the Minchas Chinuch Taka says you're only allowed to feed a child on Yom Kippur. He says also the supposed to be that. Only allowed to feed the child if there's a suffix sakana. Anything less than a suffix sakana, you're not allowed to feed the child. Also the supposed to be that. You can tell the child, let's say the child is 6 years old. Tell him, go home and eat a sandwich. I left the sandwich in the refrigerator for you. That's not called the supposed to be a dime. The supposed to be a dime means I give it to the child. Either I put it in his mouth, I spoon feed the child, or I give him the sandwich, be a dime. That's called also the supposed to be a dime. I tell the child, go home and eat. That's not called shalom, the supposed to be a dime. So that's the Minchas Chinuch has that chumrah. The Rabbein Tam in the Sefer Yosher, half of the Sefer Yosher is chidush man mesichtas, and half is chubas, letters that the Rabbein Tam, second half, is all letters that he sent. So one of the letters, he writes like that. There were such Hasidim during the lifetime of the Rabbein Tam who held like the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch was a few centuries later. He was around 100, a little over 100 years ago. So there were Hasidim in the days of Rabbein Tam who held like the Minchas Chinuch. They would only feed a baby if there would be a suffix sakana to the baby. Rabbi Natam says that that's utterly ridiculous, because the Gemara says in the end, the last parak in Yuma, where the Gemara has all the dinim of the Chamisha Inuim, most of the Mesech the Yuma till the very last parak is all about Avodas Yom Kippurim, it's all Kachim. The last parak has all about the Yisra Malach and the Yisra Achilu Shtia and the Chamisha Inuim. In the first Mishnah, you have the Machlokes HaRishayim, whether the Chamisha Inuim is the Reis or the Rabban. So there you have all the details. So the Gemara says there, are you permitted to put on leather shoes on a little child? Are you permitted to bathe a child on Yom Kippur? Bathing is one of the Chamisha Inuim, and it's an Easter. So the Gemara says, in the days of the Gemara, the practice was that they would bathe little babies every single day. So since they would bathe the baby every single day, the Gemara calls it Hainu Rizisei. That's the way you raise children. You always bathe them every day, so you have to bathe them even on Yom Kippur, and there's no Issa. Whatever is Hainu Rizisei is not forbidden because of us, are supposed to be a dime. So Rabbi Natam says, since it's normal to feed a baby breakfast, lunch, and supper every day, even though there's no suffix sakanas nefos, baby's not going to die if we don't give him, if we skip a meal. He may be screaming his head off, a little baby or a young child, but so he said there's no issa, whatever is Haina Ravise, there's no issa, let's say, to put on leather shoes. So it depends. If you can put on sneakers, so why should you put on leather shoes? But let's say they don't have sneakers for this little child. It's either the child will wear leather shoes or walk around in socks, and he may cut his foot because there may be broken glass in the street, maybe other things that are. So that's not normal to let the child go around without any shoes at all. The adults will be careful, okay, but the adults will be careful to have a pair of sneakers. But if for the child, also you would say Haina Ravisa, whatever is normal for raising a child, that's called Haina Ravisa. Even let's say to give a non-kosher, also the sposa be a dayim, let's say I'll give some non-kosher cough medication. Very often has a non-kosher ingredient in it. So for little children, lo higil l'chinuch, so the parents are, there's no din of chinuch, and the din of also there's supposed to be a dime, doesn't apply if it's Haina Ravise. If that's the way normal parents, when the child has a cough, they give him cough medicine, even if it happens to be trace, you don't have kosher, so that's mutter to give. So the Gemara talks, the Gemara quotes this braisa about feeding the babies on Yom Kippur. So Shammai didn't want to wash his hands. The din is that you have to wash one hand before you're about to feed the child. So Shammai didn't want to wash because Rechitz is one of the Chamisha Inuyim on Yom Kippur. Not only Rechitz is Kol Aguf, and Rechitz is Miktzus Aguf is also awesome. Taisus there has Taisus in the opening Mishnah in the last Perek in Yuma has this, the Ran, and all the Rishonim have on the opening Mishnah, and the last Perek and Yuma have the Machlokes, whether the Chamisha Inuyim is the Raisa, the Rabbanon. So the ask, how can it be the Raisa if it says that a Kala Rechetz is Paneah? The Kala just got married, so we want that her husband shouldn't back out. He's a newlywed. She just got married a week or two ago. So afraid the husband's going to see her, and she didn't wash her face, so he's going to back out from the Shidduch. He's going to feel bad. It's going to ruin the Shalom Bais. What do you mean? Akala rechetz panel, or the melech is allowed to wash his face. Melech biyofyo sechazenu einecha. The melech has to be fancy. Everyone should have respect for the melech. So the melech is allowed to wash his face. Are you talking? But if it's an isa deraisa to wash rechitzas aguf, an isa deraisa, how can you allow for such a flimsy consideration? There's no real problem of shalom bais over here. So the Rishonim explain over there, the Tosfos says on the opening Mishnah, even if you hold that Rechitza is Deraisa, it's really only Rechitza's Kalaguf. Rechitza's Miktza's Menaguf, just to wash Panayad Ragna, that's for sure not Deraisa. Only Rechitza's Kalaguf. I, the Achronim Eskakashet, should be Chatzishir Osamanat Torah. If Rechitza's Kalaguf is Deraisa, so Rechitza's Miktza's Menaguf should also be Deraisa. So the answer, it's not always Chatzishir. Let a person will carry Dalan Amis and the Rishus Arabim, so that's a Malacha Derais. And if a person carries two Amis and the Rishus Arabim, that's going to be Chatzishir Osman HaTorah. So So that's the Meiri on Daf Gimel. In Masechet Shabbos has a famous comment on that. He said, that's not a chatzi shir, that's a chatzi malochim. Sometimes if you're missing the shir, so the whole thing, this is, the Ragachava has an expression, there are two types of shirim. Sometimes there's a shir mitztaref, and sometimes there's a shir nekuda. Shir mitztaref, let's say eating chazer. So if you eat a full kazayis, the chazer is chazer even less than a kazayis. But you're not loike, because they're not chila p'chus mikazayis. So that's a shir mitztaref. If you eat a little bit of chazer, chatzishir osmanatara, if you eat a lot of chazer, then you'll get malchus. It's mitztaref. But sometimes you have a shir nekuda. If you have less than the shir, you don't have anything at all. It doesn't have the chal Hashem. So that's what the Rishonim say. To wash your hands, like over here, washing both hands, or washing your face, there's not a chat to shir of a bath or a shower. A shower is one thing. And washing part of the body is not a chat to shir. That's a chat to yisr. That's a shir nekuda. If you bathe the whole body, that's called a shower or a bath. If you wash only part of your raglav, that's not even, that's only going to be an Issa de Rabban. So the din is that rechitza is only also if it's rechitza shel tainug. We declare automatically all rechitza is called rechitza shel tainug, unless it's the two girsas in the end of, towards the end of Masechet Shabbos. One girsa in the Gemara is like this. If you hold a tamei wants to go to mikveh. Let's say a woman wants to go to mikveh at the end of the Shivin Akim. So is she allowed to go to the mikveh or any other time? Are they allowed to go to mikveh? The earliest available opportunity is going to be on Yom Kippur. Would we permit them to go to mikveh? So one gears in the Gemara has it that there's a machloikah satanayim whether tefillah bismana mitzvah, tefillah bismana lav mitzvah. So one gears in the Gemara has it, if you hold tefillah bismana mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah, then it's mutter because it's not called rechitza shel tainuk. The fact that what motivates me to do the rechitza is to fulfill the mitzvah, tefillah bezmana mitzvah, so that's not called shaltani. The other girsa Taisus prefers, the second girsa in the Gemara is, no, even if you don't hold tefillah bezmana mitzvah, because Lamaisa, in the days of the Gaonim, I think the majority opinion was that tefillah bezmana is mitzvah. In the later generations, the days of the Rishonim, after the days of the Gaonim, the consensus switched. And the majority of the Rishonim held that tefillah bezmana lav mitzvah. Rabbi Natam, in the first parak in Yomar, Rabbi Natam has a machlekes with his brother-in-law, I think the Rabbi Eliyahu. Their brother-in-law wrote in his piyutim that tefillah bezmana mitzvah, and the Rabbi Natam said, we don't pass like that. In the days of the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim held that tefillah bezmana lav mitzvah. So the Tosfos in the end of Shabbos prefers the girsa there in the Gemara around the Kufchav Aleph, something like that, Kufchav Beis. Taisus prefers the Girsa and the Gemara, that even if you don't hold Tefillah Bezmana Mitzvah, whenever the Tefillah is Mitzuref L'Dover Achad, this is a Tefillah which is Mitahir the person. So since the Tefillah is Mitzuref to the Tahara, so that's not called Rechitza Shel Tainug. So it's Mutta. Even though it's Rechitza's Kolaguf, Mamish, the whole person is Tevil in the Mikveh. It's Rechitza's Kolaguf, but still. On the level of the Raisa, the definition of the Inui is Rechitza Shel Tainug. It's not Rechitza Shel Tainug, it's Mutta. So the one Girsa holds that if it's a Kiyama Mitzvah, then it's not called Shel Tainug. And the preferred Girsa that Taisus liked was that as long as the Rechitza is Mitzurf to Dabarachitza, Rechitza HaMitaheres, so then it's not called Rechitza Shel Tainug. Or the Gemara said, let's say, how you out of Meluch Lochim, his face is dirty, or his fingers are dirty. So then if he wants to wash off the dirt, then that's not called Rechitza Shel Tainug. That Rechitza is Mitzurif. It's not a mitzvah to keep your hands clean, but he wants to clean himself. So that's not called Rechitza Shel Tainug. That's to move off, to remove the lichloch. So that to hear, Taisus and Ardaf disagrees with Rashi. They say that if a person, they quote the Gemara, that when the person wakes up in the morning, there's a ruach ra that shara ala yadayim. If he doesn't wash his hands, it may be unhealthy if he touches pan of yad v'raglav, if he touches any part of his body, or if he touches food, maybe the ruach ra will be transmitted to the food. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. When you have little babies, so when the babies reach a certain age, I forgot already, it's a long time since I had little babies, when the baby reaches a certain age, then they're going to touch with their fingers, they're going to touch their face, they're going to touch their arms, touch their feet. So when they're old enough, when they're a few weeks old, and they're old enough to touch parts of their body, then the parents have to wash Netilas Yadayim on the baby in the morning. And the baby wakes up in the morning. You have to, baby can't stand up. You have to hold him over the sink and wash Beserig and Gimel Pamim to remove the Ruach Ruah. So Tosfos claims that you certainly wash Netilas Yadayim Shachris. We said the other day that there are three reasons that the Rishonim give for Netilas Yadayim Shachris. So the most popular reason is the one that Tosfos quotes over here, that there's Ruach Ruah Hashara Al HaYadayim. So that's even on Yom Kippur. That's Ruach Ruah. You can't touch your body. You can't touch part of your other aglof. So of course you have to wash. That's what Tosfos holds. You have to wash. The Rambam writes that on Yom Kippur you don't say. The Rambam writes, what's the nusach of dam? They say you don't say anatilus yadam on Yom Kippur because you don't wash your hands. You don't wash your hands. Even though washing your hands, the Rambam holds that when you wash your hands for shachris minchem and Nila and Wusuf, every time you wash your hands for davening, you say a bracha anatilus yadayim. So still, even though it's a rechitza for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of netilas yadayim letfilah, that you would normally say a bracha on Yom Kippur, you don't do that. Stuck is surprising. Why? If at least he should follow that girsa in the Gemara, that if tefillah bizman a mitzvah, the chumra dika girsa in the Gemara in the end of Shabbos was that if tefillah bizman a mitzvah, only then is it mutter to be toivel in a mikveh on Yom Kippur if today's the tefillah bizmana. Tosfos thought that even if tefillah bizmana la mitzvah, even if it's not tefillah bizmana, or even if tefillah bizmana la mitzvah, whenever the tefillah is mitzura for the dover acher. But if it's a mitzvah, then everyone should hold that. It's not called b'chitzur shel tainik. I don't know. So you have to look into it. Why the Rambam writes that you don't wash your hands at all on Yom Kippur for tefillah, and you don't say the bracha on netilas yadayim. Anyway, but Rabbi Natam learns this Gemara that the mother of the baby who's feeding her child on Yom Kippur, the mother washed netilas yadayim in the morning because that's like Yad Malok Lachas, the Betita Betzoa. If there's a Ruach Rosh Hashara Al HaYadayim, you have to wash your hands Yom Kippur in the morning. But then there's an additional Ruach Ra that Shor Al HaYadayim when someone is about to feed a baby. So if they don't wash at least the one hand that they're going to feed the baby with, so then there'll be a new Ruach Ra Shor Al HaYadayim. So that also you're allowed to wash on Yom Kippur, because if it's to remove a Ruach Ra, that's not called the Rechitza Shel Tainik. That's like Yodim El Chlocha, so that's not an issue. So then they said, how come we never heard anybody today wash Netilas Yadayim before they're about to feed the babies? The Gemara claims there's a new Ruach Ruah, the Shor Al HaYadayim. So Tosfos says, in our countries, we don't have this Ruach Ruah. That's the last few lines in Torah. Masha'enonu this Horim Achshav Mizeh Lefi She'en Oysa Ruach Ruah Metziah Beinenu Kemo She'enonu this Horim Alazugos, Balagilo. Zugos is a Gemara in the last parak in Psochim. The Gemara says, if you want to drink more than one cup of water or more than one cup of orange juice, but you shouldn't have 2, 4, 6, 8. You should either have 1, 3, 5, or 7. If you do things zugos, so then it's you shouldn't have 2 wives or 4 wives. You should either have 1 wife, 3 wives, or 5 wives. Shouldn't do anything with zugos because the mazikin may harm you. So Tosfos says, we're not makbed about zugos today. We're not makbed about gilui either, because nechoshim are not mitzvahim beinenu. So Tosfos says that this Ruach Ruah is not motze beinenu, so we don't have to worry about it. This is interesting. They quote in the name of the Vilna Goen that during his lifetime there was a Graf Patotsky. He was a prince in the Polish royal family, and he converted to become a Jew. And when they caught him, it was against the law to convert to become a Jew. When they caught him, they offered him, if he'll denounce the Jewish religion and go back to Christianity, they'll let him live. But he refused to, and he died al Kiddush Hashem. He was burnt. He was burnt to death. They burnt him alive. And then they buried the little bit of the ashes. One of the Jews grabbed some of the ashes, and they buried it. That's the Ger Tzedek. So the Vilna Gaon made a comment, the Poskim quoted passage from the Zohar, that if a person walks Dalet Amos when he wakes up in the morning and he didn't wash until it's your dime next to the bed, so the Ruach Rav will harm him if he walks Dalet Amos. So the Vilna Gaon said that was true up until the time that they burnt the Ger Tzedek alive. After they killed him, so that Ruach Ra is no longer Shalit in the world. So very, I don't know what it means. I don't understand what this concept is. Apparently every time Rabbi Schwab, Zohar Lach, used to be the rabbi here in the neighborhood, has a sefer on Chumash that's called Beis HaShoeva. His name was Schwab, so it's called Beis HaShoeva. And he writes, I think, in connection with one of the Teicheches, that every time the Jews are involved in making a Kiddush Hashem, so then we chase out more Ruchas Ros in the world. So as the years go on, in the days of the Bali Atesis, those who survived through the Crusades. So every time there's more Kiddush Hashem, people losing their lives on Kiddush Hashem, so there's less and less Ruach Ra in the world. So that's maybe what Tesis is alluding to, the same idea that they quote from the Vilna Gaon. They printed that in that statement, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, is printed in encyclopedias. When they talk about the Vilna Gaon, they quote that, what he said. Okay, so maybe that's all we'll do now. We'll start Chazara now.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Can you answer the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, just going back to the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch asked about us as opposed to be a dayim on Yom Kippur?
Right.
Can you answer the kasha also based on Chassam Sofer that the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur is just the din of the Inisem, so it's a mitzvah, so it's not an Isser?
I don't know, because the Mishnah Makkas has Elohein Halokin, so it says one who eats on Yom Kippur is loike. We're not sure exactly where does it say that you're not allowed to eat. It says v'nisim, it's a mitzvah, but you only get malchus if you violate a lab that's zumid, the lab that chasima, like l'sachsim shabadisha. So where does it say? It says ha'nefesh ha'shalosa une v'nichrusu, this kores. So it's ha'nefesh ha'losa une. I don't know, but the Mishnah assumes that there is a loisa saying. See, that's a shaila. What about netilus yadayim also, to eat? We have a din that an oinen, mishem mesem muta lefanos, is not allowed to do mitzvahs, but he's not allowed to do averis either. Let's say a person is an aninus, is not allowed to talk lashon hara, not allowed to eat chazer, but he's not allowed to put on tzitzit, he's not allowed to put on talis atfilin, not allowed to fulfill mitzvahs. So what about netilas yadayim? So that's a question that the Achrayim raised. Do you say it's an averit to eat bread without netilas yadayim? So he's not allowed to violate an averit, he has to wash netilas yadayim. But he say no. It's not an avera, it's a mitzvah to wash until it's yadayim. And if he's in a state of anina, so he's not b'chayiv, he's not allowed to do any mitzvah, so you should eat the bread with him. So the Psak HaMekubal in the Pischei Tshuva on Yerideya, that siman about aninus, I think it's Shin Mem Aleph or something, I don't remember, somewhere around there. The Psak HaMekubal, I think, is that he has to wash his hands, b'li brocha. You only say brocha until it's yadayim when you're washing to fulfill a mitzvah. But the Einan, Mishameis Mutal Lefan, not allowed to do mitzvah. So he only washes in order to avoid violation of the Avera. So if you wash in order to avoid violation of an Avera, then you don't say a bracha. Let's say a person is he's going to eat in a kosher restaurant, the kosher cafeteria. So does he say a bracha, Shakal Nia Bedvara, on the fish? Then he says another bracha, Shekudisham Sassan Shalalacha Macholas Asuras. So the Rosh in the beginning of Ksuba says you don't recite a bracha when you're about to avoid violation of an aveira. You don't say a bichas hamitzvah. That's why the Rosh raises the question. What do we say? V'tzivano al bichas erisin. We say v'tzivano al ha'aroyas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us not to marry the forbidden marriages. Vasalanas harusas. That he's saying a bracha over the fact that we're not going to violate an iser. You never say a bracha. A bichas hamitzvah. You never say bichas hamitzvah over the fact that you're not going to violate an iser deraisa and iser derabbanan. So this leads the Rosh to believe, like the Bali Atesis say, that the Birchas Erusin is not really a Birchas HaMitzvah. Usually Birchas HaMitzvah should normally be recited in advance. And Tosfos says that the Bicha Seirusin should be recited lachar asiyosim. It's like a Bicha Shevach v'hodah. After you see the beautiful mountain, after you see the lightning, after you hear the thunder, after, then you say Bicha Shevach or Bicha Hodah. So Bicha Seirusin, that's the machlokes. So the Rambam holds, the Rambam and the Rabbi both hold that Bicha Seirusin is a Bicha Samitzah. The Rabbi gives a special reason why it's different over here, why this Bicha Samitzah Abichaseus and it's recited Dafka Lachar Asiyasim, because he says the Chassan doesn't control the whole case. He'll say a bracha and give the ring to the Kala, and she'll say, I don't want. She can back out under the chuppah the last minute. So the Rabbi came up with a local reason why you don't say the bracha before, but he agrees with the Rambam in principle that Abichaseus and is a Bichas HaMitzvah. And the Balei HaTosfos hold that it's Tosfos in the Rosh. The Rosh always quotes the Maskana of the Balei HaTosfos. He holds that it's a Bichas Shevach V'Hoidoya. We say the Nusach HaShekereshana B'mitzvaysa V'tzivonu Al HaRoyes. So it's a hybrid. It is. Kedushana B'mitzvaysa V'tzivonu, it's a Bichas HaMitzvah, but it's irregular. It's a Bichas HaMitzvah of Shevach V'Hoidoya. We praise our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We thank Him for giving us Ishus Yisrael. That's where our Velvel explained. And Ishus Ben Inach, they don't have Erisin and Isuin. They have a different list, a shorter list of forbidden marriage. Our list is longer. We have a longer list. Our marriages are different. We have a longer list of forbidden marriages. They only have bulas bal yeshlahem nichnas v'chup of leinivala einlahem. They don't have kedusha kesem and shtar. They only have kedusha bia, and they don't have two stages. Erisin and isun. They have the marriage and shayin. So by us, it's not really according to the Rosh. It's not really not really a Bichas HaMitzvah, it's a Bichas Shevach V'Hidoya, yeah? So that's a question. That's a question. If we follow the Pirkei Yosef, that the Oinen who wants to eat a sandwich has to wash until it's a Adayim B'li Bracha, because it's a mitzvah to wash until it's a Adayim, he's not allowed to do it as a mitzvah. But it's an Avera to eat the bread without having washed in advance, so he's not allowed to violate the Avera. So he has to wash, but believe bracha, because you only say bracha when you want to fulfill a mitzvah. Here he just washing till it's in order to avoid violation of an aver. So that's a question. If so, so how can you feed a cotton without having him wash until it's your diet? You should have to hold the baby over the sink and wash his hands when you feed him bread. Because also there's supposed to be a dime. Also there's supposed to be a dime doesn't only apply to non-kosher food. It goes to have the child be Mechal Shabbos. I give him something to carry in the street. Or I lend the money of the child Beribis. I lend the money of the child Beribis to another Jew. So that's also called Osalus Posobi Adayim. Yeah. So that's a Shaila. How do you... So normally we would say that's a Bitla Mitzvah. That's not an Avera. But if you say it's only a Bitla Mitzvah, so then the Oinin shouldn't have to wash. That's a question right and left. People are dying now. So when someone dies in the middle of Sfira and the relatives are oinanim until the Kvura, so what do is Sfira Soimer. We all have this Chumra from the Halachas Gedolos. Tosfos is not happy with it, but out of respect to the Baal Halachas Gedolos, we don't violate his opinion. He had his achidus that if he missed a day, so you miss the mitzvah, it's a lack of tmimas, and you can't say a bracha. Can't say bracha on the rest of the day. We're not sure exactly the different versions in the Tosfos. Was that compromise made by the Bahag himself, that you're mechuyev to count the rest of the days without a bracha? That's Tosfos' compromise. But according to the Bahag, you blew it and there's no use in counting at all. But because we really don't hold like the Halachas Gedolos, we really hold like Tosfos, we just leave out the bracha out of respect for the Bahag. So that's a shadow. What does the Oinen do? If the Oinen is going to skip a day, then he's going to ruin the mitzvah for the rest of Sfira Soima. So the Nari Bihuda raises the shayla. Several of the Chuvas from Tokman. Nari Bihuda raises the shayla. Maybe the din that we assume it's really only a din derabbanan. It's not really a din deraisa. The Tiskel Chuva writes. Maybe the din that the oinen is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. That din with the rabbanan. Maybe that's only the mitzvahs today. But if doing the mitzvah today will affect my religious status even after the kvura, maybe then the whole din that Einan is potam and amitzvahs doesn't apply. Maybe the Einan is mechuyev to do Sfiras Amit today, because if he won't, this will ruin his ability to continue to count with a bracha after the kvur. So that's questionable. That's questionable. The Einan is not allowed to do mitzvah, so what are you going to do with Sfiras Einan? So Rav Soloveitchik, so the Night of Yudah says, the Einan should count Bali Bracha. What do you gain by counting Bali Bracha? So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain what the compromise is all about. He said, what is the reason why the Bahag holds that you should, if you missed 17, that you can't count 18? Is it that he holds like Dalan Ninisha Belula Ma'akim Zezeh because it's one big mitzvah? Or no, it's not. Every night there's another mitzvah. Even if I know I'm going to die before Shavuos, I know they're going to kill me before Shavuos, or I know I'm going to die before Shavuos, and I won't be able to finish counting. It's not that the 49 spheres are Ma'akim Zezeh. Every night there's another mitzvah, but you can't count 18 if you didn't count 17. There has to be continuation. You have to have a hemshech. So there are two ways to understand the Bahag. So the Prima Gadim is bothered with Akasha. The Prima Gadim understood the Bahag Shita, that all the 49 spheres are one big mitzvah. So he's bothered. And like Dala Minisha Balur, the Makfim Zezeh, so here it's also all the 49 spheres. A Makfim, that's a Mishnah Bura says, that if women want to count Sfira, he recommends they shouldn't say a bracha because they're probably going to forget. The men go to shul and daven and shul, so they're not going to forget. But the women don't go to daven and shul, so they're probably going to forget. That's why the Mishnah Berurah said they shouldn't even say a bracha on the first 20 days, because after the first 20 days, they may forget later. So he's assuming, like that Prima Gadim, that all 49 amak from Zezeh, and it's one big mitzvah. If I know in advance I'm not going to live so long to count 49, I shouldn't say a bracha now in the beginning. So Rav Soloveitchik said, highly questionable. He didn't think, so the Prima Gadim was bothered with Akasha, how can he say 49 brachas? If it's one mitzvah, he should only say one bracha. So Rav Soloveitchik gave two answers on this Akasha. So one answer he said is that even if it's one mitzvah, but there are 49 Maasei HaMitzvah, and Birchas HaMitzvah is recited when a person does a Maasei HaMitzvah, even if there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah. Take, for example, you ask me to do you a favor and put on the mezuzahs on your doorpost. So I'm doing you a toiva. I'm doing a mitzvah gmilas chasodim. But who gets the mitzvah of mezuzah? You, the one who lives in the house. I don't get the mitzvah mezuzah. I don't live there. But nonetheless, I say the bracha shekadoshanim mitzvah mitzvahnu l'kvaya mezuzah. Why? Because I'm doing the maisa mitzvah. You get the kima mitzvah, but the bracha is recited by the one who's doing the maisa mitzvah. That's where Rav Soloveitchik said, if you have a mitzvah that has 49 different Maasei HaMitzvah, you count the first night, second night, third night, every night you count another minyan till you get to 49. So even if you will understand, like the Prima Gadim did, that the Bahag meant to say that the 49 spheres constitute one mitzvah, but the 49 Maasei HaMitzvah, and each Maasei HaMitzvah requires another Birchas HaMitzvah. This is the answer that the commentaries on the Sefer Mitzvahs give to the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs, La'akriv korban olah kimishpata is one mitzvah. La'akriv korban shlamin kimitzvasa is another mitzvah. La'akriv korban chatas kimishpata is another mitzvah. So the Ramban is bothered with a Kasha that the Tosefta says when you bring a korban olah, the one who does the shchita says a bracha, the one who does Kabbalah Saddam says a bracha. Shikadishani b'kadishasu shalam ritzivon al Kabbalah Saddam. One of those halachas adam says akshegeshan b'kedushasu shalarn. One of those rikas adam. One of those hefshit nituach. Every step of the way, there's another bracha. So the Ramban asks Akash and the Rambam, but the Rambam holds that everything, all these achelak mechelke hamitzvah, it's really one mitzvah. Lahakru korban shlamim kimitzvasai. Lahakru korban oila kimitzvasai. So why do you have 15 brachas if it's all one mitzvah? So someone on the bottom of the page, I forgot already who, it's Minchas Kanois or one of the other Nisei Kelim, says the answer, the Leiv, I forgot to put that, the Leiv Tohar, the Leiv Tov. So on the bottom of the Sefer Mitzvahs, they come to answer this Ramban's Kasha. They say, Enach Enam, it's only one mitzvah, Kiyama Mitzvah is only one, but there are many different Maisei HaMitzvah. Shchita is one ma'isa mitzvah. Shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zvika, haktara, semurim, hefshet, nituach. Each one is another mitzvah. Each one is another ma'isa mitzvah. And brachas are recited, even though it's only one kiyama mitzvah, everything altogether constitutes one big kiyama mitzvah, but every step of the way is another ma'isa mitzvah. So each one needs another bracha. So that's one answer Rav Soloveitchik gave. Then he gave another answer. He thought the Bahag didn't mean to say that, like Dalit Minim Shabulula Makmazeh is one big mitzvah. No, the Bahag really holds every night as another mitzvah. But the Bahag just meant to say, you can't count 18 if you didn't count 17. The counting has to be continuous. So let's say the person knows he's going to die. He's going to die before Shavuos. He will not live so long to count all the 49. Or the woman knows she's going to forget. The Mishnah Berurah says, woman for sure is going to forget. No one's going to remind her. So she shouldn't even say a bracha the first couple of days. So Leitchik thought that wasn't correct. He thought that the Bahag never meant it. It just meant you can't count 18 if you didn't count 17. So he thought, let's say over here, the fellow's an Oinen, Misha Mesa Mutalafana. He's not allowed to say, today is the 17th day of Sfira, the Shei Mitzvah. He should say, today is day 17. Have in mind not to be Yotze the Mitzvah, because an Oinen is not allowed to be Mekai Mitzvahs, but the din that you can't count 18 unless you counted 17 is not that all 49 spheres are one mitzvah, ma'akhtam zezeh. No, it's not one mitzvah. Counting 17 is a separate mitzvah. Counting every night is a separate mitzvah. But you have to have hamshechius in the count. So if the oinen will count, believe bracha, he'll have a mind not to be yotze, but at least he counted, so there's a hamshech. That's what Soloveitchik thought about kotn shehigdil be'emtza hasfira. That's the suffix that the Menchas Chinuch raises. Two of my boys, I have three sons, so two of my boys became bar mitzvah in the middle of the sphere. So if a person becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the sphere, so I'm there, whatever mitzvah it did before was only b'toras katan, it was eina mitzvah v'yosa. So is that considered a lack of tmimos? He didn't count on the level of mitzvah v'yosa. He didn't count up until his bar mitzvah. He only counted it was only the rabban, wasn't the raisa. So many achrayim say, come on, the whole din of bichus hamitzvah is only with the rabbanon. So on the level of the rabbanon, on the level of rabbanon, he was mechuyev mitam chinuch to count even before. Some say, enachinami, on the level of the raisa, after he becomes bar mitzvah, not mechuyev to count the rest of the days, but he's mechuyev mitam chinuch. The katan shehigdal b'emtza sfira, maybe the rest of the sphere is only mechuyev to count with the rabbanon mitam chinuch. Different suggestions are given. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, he thought the real answer is that Sof Kol Sof the Kotan was counting, and even though he was counting on the level of the Raisa as an Eina Mitzvah, I said, not Betoris Mitzvah, but Sof Kol Sof, he did count. He counted the first 17 days, and he becomes by Mitzvah on the 18th day. Shine? So he was keeping count. It's not that you need Ma'akvim zeh zeh, in order to have a mitzvah b'shlei musa, it's one big mitzvah, the 49 counts. Each day is a different mitzvah, and you can't count 18 unless you counted the first 17. It did count the first 17. But the shayla was, what about a gershon izgaya? That's a little more serious. Gershon izgaya, let's say he was counting. Until he converted, he was counting. But that he can't, for sure he can say a bracha, shekadoshanu b'mitzvay sabit tzivanu, al sfira sa'ima. For sure he didn't say a bracha, he's still a nochri. So that's Taka Shaila. We had that Shaila. We once had a Gioris, a girl converted in the middle of Sfira. And I knew the girl for quite a while from NCSY. She was a young girl. And her father was Jewish. So she thought she was Jewish. She used to go to NCSY. And then when she found out that once a year, they always explain, how do you determine whether a child is Jewish or not? Depends on the mother, doesn't depend on the father. So she didn't realize that. So she wanted to convert right away. So they told her, you're still in high school. You're not on your own. You can't convert. You're going to let your mother give us non-kosher food. Her parents got divorced, and she now has a stepfather. So her mother is not Jewish, and the stepfather is not Jewish. Only her father, the first husband, was Jewish. So who's going to enable her to keep Shabbos, to keep kashas, be impossible? They kept on telling her, wait till you go to college, you'll be on your own, then you'll be able to convert. So fine. So then every year about December 25th, they have Yarchi Kala, what they call it, for the NCS wives. So they come from all over the United States and Canada, and they give shiurim every year on different topics. So one year, the shiurim were all on Birchas HaMitzvah. So they asked, my assignment was, I should speak for an hour about women volunteering to perform a mitzvah, Shaz Magrama, whether the women say brocha. So I spoke about it. I saw this little girl there. So I was talking about women saying a brocha, and then I realized this girl's going to think she can say a brocha. So I said, Bamedvar Mamurim, when do you say a woman, the Rabbeinu Tam says a woman can say a brocha? That's if the woman is Jewish. But if the woman is not Jewish and she plans to convert, then she can't say a brocha because it's not true. So the girl comes over to me after I finish presenting the shiur, and she says, so she'll leave out those words. Just say, brocha atoshan mokenim al-cha'ilam al-sphir sa'imer. So I said, you know Hebrew. There's no sentence over there. You have to have a subject and a predicate. You have to say, asher kedushan sa'atzivan al-sphir. I can't just say, brocha atoshan mokenim al-sphir sa'imer. That's not a brocha. So she says, I want to convert now. You just took away the brocha from me. I want to convert. You just stole the brochas. So we had to calm her down. She should take it easy. She's not yet ready to convert. So I think another year or two went by when she was already, the last year of high school, she's going to go to Eretz Yisrael the next year. I think they're going to, NCSY was going to pay for her study in Eretz Yisrael. So we kept on pushing it off. So then she converted in the middle of Sfira. So I told the other two Rabbanim, by the Geirus, we shouldn't ask her too many questions. The girl knows all the dinim. She's been going to NCSY for years, and she knows all the right answers. So Rabbi Tabas was nervous. Rabbi Neuberger, me, and Rabbi Thomas. Rabbi Tavis was nervous, so he kept on asking her questions to make sure that that we're not making a mistake over here. And then he said to the girl, okay, we asked everything we want to ask. Now, is there anything that you want to ask? Because once you're going to become Jewish, you can't change your mind later on. Is there anything you want to ask now before you become Jewish? So she says, yes. What does she want to know? Until now, she wasn't saying a bracha on Sfira Sa'imer. She wants to know now. She's going to convert today on a Sunday afternoon. Tonight, when she counts Sfira, can she say a bracha or not? Because she knows about the Minchas Chinuch Sofik. That was her question. Any questions you want to ask, ask now before. So we told her, it's a good question. You go to the mikveh and we'll figure out an answer. So we told her afterwards that that year she should continue to count without a bracha. And next year she'll be able to say a bracha. That was an unusual case.
Rebbe.
Yes.
Based on the first answer of Salvechi Guru on the Prima Gadim, his Pshat Vahag, shouldn't we say two brachot on the Tefillat Yadayim also, since there's two Ma'aseh Mitzvah that are, you know, the washing and the Niguv? According to what we said from Tosfot yesterday, that the Niguv is part of the Mitzvah.
It's the Gemara of the Mitzvah. I don't know if it's a separate, you call it a separate Maisa, the washing and the Niguv. I don't know. I mean, the washing is finished. Until today, you complete washing, you complete the Mitzvah washing when you dry your hands. I don't know if you have to call it a separate Maisa. That's the Gemara of the Netila. Is it Niguv? It's probably one Maisa. Probably considered one Maisa. Okay. Very good. So we'll start Chazara. So we said like this, there is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says Achriyam Lahatas. The context of the pasuk is that if you have a split vote in a Bezdin HaMominis, which is enough, three Dayanim, or a split vote in a Bezdin HaNefashis, which is sufficient with the 23 Dayanim, so if you have a split vote, you follow the Roiv. We assume that Roiv is Mevarer. Roiv is Mevarer, what the din, who's chayiv to whom? Roiv is mevarer whether the fellow's chayiv nisa, and roiv is mevarer the facts of the case. If you're not sure what happened, so you go basa roiv. So that's acher azlina basa ruba, azlina basa ruba. That's the gemara in the first parak in Chulin discussed the mocker for the din. The gemara gave different examples. You go basa roiv. In isa the hetta you go basa roiv. In sotik sakana. Even though the rive is that he's not going to die. The rive is that he's so sick, he probably will die even if you drive him to the hospital. There's only a slim chance that he'll survive. So when it comes to Sofek Sakana, you don't go basur, right? 80% of the people who have the coronavirus die, Taka. 80% of those who are on ventilator die. 80% of those on the ventilator will die. So let's say, so am I allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to drive the person to the hospital because he needs a ventilator if 80% of them are going to die anyway? So the answer is yeah, because the 20% who will survive. So you don't go basur, right? When it comes to Sofek Sakana, you don't go basur. But Azai, you go basur. So that's not enough in the Pasuk Achar Am Lahatos. Then there's another din we learned, the opening Mishnah, the second Perek in Chulin, that Hashechet, Hashechet B'di'evet En L'chatchil Elois, the Mishnah sounds like B'di'evet. If you shech the Be'ema, you have to, Be'ema or Achaya, you have to shech both, the Kona and the Veshet. That's called Shnei Simon. Hashechet, Roiv Shnayim, you shecht Roiv of the Kona, the Roiv of the Veshet. So why is it only B'di'evet, Hashechet B'di'evet En L'chatchil Elois? So the Gemara says that L'chatchil, she really have Kola Simon, Kola Kona, Kola Veshet. And we had on that Gemara, the Sefer Lev Aryeh points out that if you look back, that's the beginning of the second Perek. Look back towards the end of the first Perek, there was a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, whether this Lechatchila to Shecht Kol HaSimen, is that a Lechatchila Deraisa or Lechatchila Derabbanan? So we explained a little bit what the issue was. There's a Tosfos in the end of Nida, I think Samach Vav on the base, where the Tosfos points out, Lechatchila Deraisa only makes sense if you're dealing with a mitzvah, for example. A man dies and he was married and he has no children, so the wife has to have chalitza from the surviving brother. So the chalitza has three parts to it, chalitza sasando and the rekike and the kriyas apsukim. And we paskin halacha lamaisa, different opinions in the days of the Tanoim, but we paskin halacha lamaisa like the maskanas ha-gemara, that the rekike is not miakev and the kriyas apsukim is not miakev. Only the chalitza sasando. So the question is, so why do you even need it lachatchila? It was not miyakeh b'di'evet. So the answer is because chalitza is a mitzvah. You want to fulfill a mitzvah b'shlei musa. But if chalitza would have only been a matir, let's say a get is not a mitzvah. Is there a hidah mitzvah to give a get on a golden piece of platter? You should engrave it. And you should have a sefer who writes fancy manuscript, fancy script. No. It's not a mitzvah that you say there's an inyan, it's not a fun mitzvah. Get is a matir. It's not a mitzvah. Chalitza is a mitzvah. So by mitzvahs, you have to talk about lachatchila b'di'evet on the level of deraisa. By kashrus, you have lachatchila b'di'evet. Let's say I have a treifet pot that wasn't used for treifas in the last 24 hours. So if b'di'evet, I'll cook kosher soup in the treifet pot, b'di'evet, it won't make treif because the cliche in a ben yomo is nice and tam levgam. But l'chatchili, you're not allowed to cook in the pot. But yevet, if you forgot and you cooked, it won't make trips. So why is it also l'chatchila? So that can't be that's a din deraisa. That's only midirabbanan. Because you're not dealing with a mitzvah to say that there's a mitzvah b'shlei musa, and you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa, and l'chatchila, you should do the mitzvah b'shlei musa. Let's say you do a milo bizmana. It's a mitzvah b'shlei musa. Milo shalom bizmana. If the bris was postponed, then it's a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa. You're not allowed to postpone. Pidyon HaBen, also you shouldn't postpone, but Pidyon HaBen is a big machlokes. Is there a din of Pidyon HaBen bizmanai? That's the mitzvah b'shlei musa. Pidyon HaBen after the Yom Lamed Aleph is shalom b'shlei musa? Or should I say no, it's the same Pidyon HaBen, whether it's on the Yom Lamed Aleph or after. It's just that Zriz Magdim and the mitzvahs. Why postpone? Why wait to do a mitzvah tomorrow that you can do today? So that's a big question. Is it the same as bris milah? That the milah bismana is the mitzvah bishlei musa. So pidyon ben bismana is also bishlei musa. That's a big machlokes. Rishonim and achrayim discussed that issue. So here this machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, whether this lachatchila, that lachatchila shishach kola kone, and kola veshet, not just to rely on ruba kukuloi. Is that a lachatchila deraisa drabon? So if there's a machlokes, seems to be a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, where the shechita is a mitzvah not. The Rambam counts it as one of the Ramach mitzvahs asay. So the Kes Mishnah says, oh, the Rambam the shechitasay, because the Rambam held that shechita is a mitzvah, so it's shach to talk about a lachatchila deraisa in a mitzvah. You should do the mitzvah b'shlei musa. So since the Gemara had a suffix, whether there is such a din. Is that true? That lechatchila shesheret kol ha-siman. The Mishnah says the first opening line in the second parak on Chulin starts off Ashechet. Right, echad boif a rav shnayim that mehem shchitosik shev. Sounds like Ashechet b'di'evid. Lechatchila, it's not enough. So the Gemara had two pshatim. The Gemara wasn't sure. Ashechet b'di'evid goes on roiv echad boif. The lechatchila she really shecht both simanim in the oif, or does it even go on roiv shnayim b'beima lechatchila she shecht kol ha-simen, kol ha-kone v'kol ha-beish. So Gemara was mesupik. What is the b'di'evid referring to? Ashechet b'di'evid and lechatchila lo, does it go on roiv echad boif or roiv shnayim b'beima? So why did the Rambam go lechumra? So the Kes Mishnah says that the Rambam understood that it was a suffix deraisa luchumra, it was a suffix on the level of deraisa. The Gemara was mesupik, maybe it's a lachtchila deraisa. The Rambam, the Shita, said that he holds that shchita is a mitzvah. Shchita would only be a matir, it wouldn't make sense to have a lachtchila deraisa. By a matir, there's no such thing. If it's muta b'di'evet, it's muta lachtchila. There's no hida mitzvah to do that mitzvah b'shlemusa, it's not a mitzvah at all. So the Kesed Mishnah understood the Rambam kipshuto, that the Rambam really holds that shchita is a mitzvah. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik didn't think that that was the correct pshat in the Rambam, and they have like that Rav Chaim Berlin in the collection of letters. They have three volumes of tshuvas and letters by Rav Chaim Berlin. He didn't think that that was correct either. He thought that the Rambam meant the same as the Ravid, that shchita zamater. I counted it as an essay. He meant it's an iser essay. If you eat nevela, not only are you in violation of the lav of eating nevela, you're in violation of the Isar Esei as well. Ein Azvucha, but he didn't mean to say that it's a mitzvah to shech. So that din of Ruba Kekuloi is also learned out from the Pasuk, Acharam Lahatis. Ruba Kekuloi, where do we have Ruba Kekuloi? When you shech Roiv Kana, Roiv Eshit, you say Ruba Kekuloi. A lot of times say, when you bring Pesach night, when you drink Arbekai, Arbekai is only with the Rabbanon. When you drink Arbekai, so it says in the Morgan Avram, Lachatchila Shishech, Lachatchila should drink kol hakos. It's only b'di'evid that you yotze with Ruba Kukula. Where did he get that from? That Ruba Kukula is only b'di'evid when you're doing a mitzvah. He got it from this Gemara. That by Shchita, Lachatchila should shech kol hakone v'kol habeshet. You shouldn't rely on Ruba Kukula. So that din was also learned out from the Pasuk Acharam Lahatos, because that they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim, that the psak and dinim amen is supposed to be issued by the bezin of three, but only two said chayim. The third one said potter. So the answer is ruba kukula. It's considered as if the whole bezin shel shloisha said that is chayim. Well, let's say it's a split vote in a sanhedrin, a din in the fashis, 23 dayanim, 13 say that the fellow is chayim misa, and 10 say that he's potter. So all right. So the roiv is mevarer. It's 13-10. The roiv is mevar that he really is chayim misa. But what does it help Chayim Misa? But the psak wasn't given by the whole Sanhedrin. The answer is it was, because since Ruba Kukula. You can't just convene 13 Dayanim and say Ruba Kukula, and the 12 of the 13 will say Chayim, and one will say Pot. And then that's a Roiv of a Roiv. You can't say Ruba Kukula. You need all the 23 Dayanim there. You can't say Ruba Kukula. What do you need? A whole cup with Revius. Have a cup with a roiv revius. And you say, no. Then you say, a roiv of the roiv. Then you say, you'll have a mashu. You say, that's a roiv of if it would have been more. You don't say Ruba Kukula twice. So so you need all the 23 dayon. And 13 say chayiv, and 10 say pata. Then you say Ruba Kukula. And the 13 is said chayiv. I say Ruba Kukula. It's considered as if the psak was issued by the entire bez. So the first two dinim and roiv, we understand more or less how they derive from the pasuk. The roiv is mevara the din, or roiv is mevara the facts of the case. Azlina basa ruba, and ruba kukuloi. The 13 out of the 23 dayanim is ruba kukuloi, is considered as if the psak and din in the fashas was issued by the entire bezin. But the shan is the third din. You learn out from the pasuk that bitl beroiv, Rashi writes in Chulin, that bitl beroiv is learned out from the pasuk acharam lahata, so that's problematic. How exactly is that learned out from the pasuk acharam lahata? Where do you see in that pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that there's a din of bitl beroiv? But I'll call upon him, where is there a din of bitl beroiv? If you have a taruvis, what's the definition of taruvis? Rav Soloveitchik always would repeat till he drilled it into the students. A taruvis, definition of taruvis is, Roiv heter amiut iser, 51%, at least 51% heter, 49% iser, and the iser is ain a nikar. If you chop together, let's say, a tuna fish with lettuce, and the lettuce is green, or something like that, and the tuna fish is brown or yellow, so you can see I have different colors, so that's not called a taruus. The taruus is a red hat to me, a decent, the iser is not nika bimkom. That's called a taruus. But if you have exactly machza al machza, is that also called an iser b'taruus, or is that called an iser b'yem? So that's the discussion. Rabbi Yosef Engel has that discussion. It's a discussion, and you have to research it. You have to look in the Rishonim. There's a Melchamis about it. You have to look a little bit. They do discuss. This coming Shabbos is Parshas Achrei Mois Kedoshim. So in Achrei Mois, it begins with the Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim. And Yom Kippur, it brings three sets of karbonos. It's a day like every other day. You bring Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Bein Abayim. Then it's a yontif, and you bring musafim, which are listed in Parshas Pinchas. Then in addition to the tmidim, in addition to the musafim, you also have to bring the karbonos that I mentioned in Parshas Achamos for kapara. And each one is a whole different set of karbonos. The pashtus is, the Mishnah says in Yuma, the Om Sichta, that the Kangarul does all the avodah from the beginning to the end, from A to Z. Pashtus is, because Mishnah quotes the Ritva, raises this, Pashtus is at the Tmidim. That's a day like every other day. That doesn't have to be Minatara. That doesn't really need the Kangal. And even the Musafim in Parshas Pinchas, it doesn't say you need a Kangal for that. Only an Avoida for Kapora, for Mechila Sa'adain, in today's Sedra, and Achri Mais, that you need a Kangal. So I call upon him, one part of the Avoida on Yom Kippurim is you do the Par Kangal, then you do the Soil Hashem. Then you mix together, he mixed together the Dama Par and the Dama Sawyer, you stir it together in the Klisharis, and then you do the Zrikus on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. All year long, you do all the Hakrobas, Hakarbonis on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Mizbeach HaPnimi is only for Ktoris every day. Mizbeach HaZov is Mizbeach HaKtoris. And Achaz Bashana, once a year, you do the Zrikus Adam there too. So the Gemara raises the question, it's also in Chulin. Earlier, I think Tzarikhes, Igmar Chulin raises the question, Adov Yadua Shedama Par Meruba Midama Sar. Par is a big fat animal, Sar is skinny. So if you're going to hold the Klisharis under the neck of the Karbonis with the same amount of time, a half a minute each time, it's going to be way more Dama Par than it's going to be Dama Sar. So when you mix the two together, the Igmar calls them Arvin, the Kronas, he mixed together the Dam before you do the Zvika on the four Karnas Amizbech HaPnimi. So when you mix it together, Hadav Yadush, Adama Par Meruba, the 51%, the way more than 51%, is going to be the Dama Par. So the Dama Sar should be bottled Berois, because it's a Taruvis, you can't identify which is which. So the Dama Sar should be considered Al Pidin Kilu Eino. So how is the Kangol Yotze the Mitzvah of doing this Rika with the Dama Sar on the Karnas HaMizbeach HaPnimi if the Dama Sar is bottled Berois? That's the Gemara's Kash. So Rabbi Yehuda answers, you see from this pasuk and chumash, the mimimina loy bottle. If it's dam and dam, so it's not bottle, and it retains its identity. Even though you can't identify which is which, the dam asar retains its identity. Only when there's a clash between the rive and the miut, one is dam and one is water. They're two different things. And one is dam, one is orange juice. So then you say the miut is bottle berive. But if it's mimimina, so then there's no conflict, there's no contradiction. Then you don't say bitl berois. The Chachamim disagree, and they hold there is no such thing. Tosis points out in Gitna and other places, the only time Rabbi Yehuda holds a mim amina is the mashu, if it's lach talach, if it's yavish b'yavish. Let's say I have two kosher salamis and one trefa salami, and I remove the peel, and now I forgot which one is which, and I can't identify which is which. I look at them, they taste the same. They look the same, exactly the same. But two are kosher and one is trefa. So if you have yavish b'yavish, no one's going to say that min mina b'mashu. No, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Yavish b'yavish chad betrays bottle. He only holds by lach b'lach. Min mina is b'mashu, because every spoonful of, let's say you have dam b'dam or mayim b'mayim or yayim b'yayim, every spoonful that you're going to eat is going to have a mashu avisar in it. It's going to all be stirred together. So then he holds that the min mina b'mashu by lach b'lach. But yavish b'yavish, it doesn't apply. It's a different kind of bitl berayv, so like Azlina Basaruvin. So a different kind of arayos. So the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and their opinion is that min b'mina lach b'lach is bottled b'arayos. So how do you fulfill the mitzvah of v'lokach hakoy midama par midama, sir? So they give a different answer. They say mikan la'olin she'im avatlan zeh. Since the both the dama par midamas are supposed to be nizrak al gabi hamizbeach, so if they're both oimid for the same purpose, to be have a zrika on the mizbeach, vaita, there's no clash between the two. Whenever there's no clash, so then the miut doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. So Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Ran in the Dorim on Daf Nun Beis, has that famous comment. He says the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbana both say the same thing, that whenever it's min b'minim, whenever there's no clash between the Rav and the miut, then it doesn't lose its identity. The miut is not bottle, but they just argue, when is it considered min b'shein amina, that you consider it a clash? So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion it depends. Is it mitzias? Is it dam b'dam? Is it mayim b'mayim? Is it yayim b'yayim? In mitzias. And the Rabbanan say it depends al pidin. If it's heter b'heter, then it's not bottled. Or it's oilim b'oilim. This is supposed to be nizuk al mizbech. That's supposed to be nizuk al mizbech. Whenever it's isav the heter, so isav the heter is automatically min b'shein amina. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, it depends on mitzias. And Rabbanan hold it depends on din. But they both agree to the principle that mim b'mina, lach b'lach, is going to be b'mashahu. So how do we paskan in this machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? So that's a big machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi paskans like Rabbi Yehuda. Ma pitom, you'll see half of the Amoraim held like Rabbi Yehuda in different mesichtes. In Psochem and in Avodah Zarah and Chulin, half of the Amoraim held like Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rashi decide to paskan like Rabbi Yehuda? The mim b'mina lach b'lach is b'mashahu, because the Gemara Psochem on Daf Lamed says the way we have the Girsa, that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The mim b'mina b'mashahu. So if you have chometz falls into matzah, chometz mim b'mina on Pesach mim b'mina is b'mashahu. Holy surim that fall in mim b'mina is b'mashahu. So then Rav holds, since chumer de chometz is so chomer, so even min mishen amina, his guys are auto min b'minai. And then the Gemara says, Hilchas chametz bizmana bein b'mina bein shalav b'mina b'mashahu kirav. We paskan like Rav that chametz b'pesach is b'mashahu agzera auto min b'mina. So it starts off like that. Min b'mina is b'mashahu because Rav paskans like Rav Yehuda. And then we pass like Rav's Chomer, the Chomets. Chomets has an Issa Koritz and Labideli in Shemineh. All year long, everybody eats the Chomets. So we're afraid people are going to forget and eat Chomets. So we're Machmer, that even Mim Shenemin is the Mashu. So Rashi said, they see from the Gemara that we pass can like Rav Yehuda, that Mimimin is the Mashu. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos says, first of all, the Shiltus and the Rabbi Natam hold that the whole Girsa is incorrect. They don't have the Girsa that we pass on Chametz b'mashahu. Their whole Chametz is b'shishim. It's not b'mashahu. Not mim b'mina, not mim b'shen b'mina. Both of them are bottle b'shishim. That's number one. Then number two, even if you do have the Girsa, the Chametz is b'mashahu, but it's not for the rationale that Rav gave. Not that you start off mim b'mina b'mashahu, that's always so. And chametz, because of chumer de chametz, so we make gzera mim b'shein amina, not the mim b'mina. No, they made b'shum chumer de chametz, they made gzera that chametz should be b'mashahu. Yeah. But not necessarily because of the rationale that Rav gave. Rav happens to paskin like Rav Yehuda. So that's one machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, whether we paskin like Rav Yehuda, the mim b'mina b'mashahu or not. Yeah. Yeah, this is a problem. Let's say you say chametz b'pesach is b'mashahu. Chametz b'Pesach is b'mashahu. So let's say there's a goyish, there's a Japanese sailor who finished eating his bagel and he doesn't want to eat the rest. So he throws it into the Pacific Ocean on the other side of the world. So the tam of chametz from the bagel will spread in the water. So that's the question. How can we drink any water from the Atlantic? On Pesach, chametz b'Pesach is b'mashahu. And the bagel is still floating in the water over there in the Pacific Ocean, that the tam is spreading all over. So Achrayim work on this kasha a lot. So the pashtus of the answer is that there's a limit how far you go with mashahu. There was one opinion in the days of the Rishonim, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, that even if an Isser is b'mashuhu and it's not batal b'shishim, davashem, davashem b'minyan, but echad b'tav tav kuf samach. Tav tav is 800, kuf is 900, and samach is 60. So if you have one unit in 960, that is almost 1,000 against it. Echad b'tav tav kuf samach, that's less than mashuhu. So we don't pass like that. But what if it's one unit in a billion, trillion, zillion, million, thousand? It's so infinitesimal. So, Ms. Dami, you have to say that you reach a point that it's even less than Mashu. There has to be something that there's a limit how far you go. It doesn't go so far. Yeah. So anyway, so we do have the Girsa. The Chomis is the Mashu. The Achreinim and Hilchis Pesach point out that sometimes if you have a big Shas HaTchak, we do Tziref HaShitas. We say there have been a time in the Shiltas holds the Chametz, but Pesach is not b'mashu, it's batal b'shishim. Even though we don't paskin like that normally, but over here there's another consideration. Even though you don't paskin like that, that's called Tziref HaShitas. Rav Chaim Volozhiner has a tshuva. There's a collection of tshuvas that's called Chutam Shulosh. The first third of the sefer is a collection of tshuvas by Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Then the next two sections, second and third sections, are tshuvas by the sons-in-law of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. One is Rav Lezer Yitzchak and one is Rav Hillel. These were two sons-in-law of his. I don't know if people read the others. The famous tshuvas are Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So it's one of the tshuvas he writes, and the Vilna Gaon told him never to be mekel based on Tziref HaShitas, because the Vilna Gaon held that he had the quote from the Vilna Gaon. He thought that it had rayas. She'ein lahem tshuva. He had absolute perfect proof how to be machriya and every machlokes harishanim. So according to the Vilna Gaon, it wouldn't make any sense to be mitzar of shitas if he holds the din is like one way. So the other shita is rejected. So how can it be mitzar? But the classical poskim always have this concept of tziref hashitas. And Achinami, we paskin that way, but there is such a shita that's mekel. And on another issue, it's like a sex faker. But it's a sex faker. Maybe the din is like this, maybe the din is like that. So the Vilna Gaon said, what do you mean maybe the din is like that? We paskin that the din is not like that. We had Raya's Brewer said the din is not like that. So most poskim are not so convinced like the Vilna Gaon that they had Raya's Brewer that are ironclad Raya's had the Psak Halacha. So again, so one shitas Rashi is that mim b'minoi is b'mashuhu, so we don't accept that. We pass like this, mim b'minoi is not b'mashuhu, it's batal b'shishim, b'lach b'lach. And we even assume that the shishim is only needed mid-rabbanim, in Atar, it's batal b'raif. If you have 51% heter and 49% iser, then I say that's called raif. Raif doesn't need kefal. Some achreinim hold that you need kefal. If you have 51% heter and 49% iser, that's not right. You have to have 67% heter and 33% iser. So there's twice as much chad betray bottle. That's the lashon of chad betray. The samacharim took it that you need kefal, that you need twice as much heter as iser. And even those acharim are all like that in Shulchan Aruch, they say we don't hold like that. Even those are all like that, they assume that's only a chumra midirabbanim. In Atayra, It would be right if you had 51% heter and 49% iser, that would be right. And we pass can even halach lemais. So if you have 51% heter and 49% iser, by mim b'mina lach b'lach is batal men atera, and it's only mid rabbanim by mim b'mina that you need shishim gzerot and mim b'sheina mina. Mim b'sheina mina, you need shishim men atera because tam kiker. Yeah. So tam kiker is the other machlekes Rashi. And the other Rishonim, it's Machlokes Hatanoim, where the Tam Kiker is the rice and the Rabbanon. Let's say I have vegetable soup, kosher vegetable soup. Little treif chazer shmalz fell in, and now it tastes different. There's way more than 51% vegetable soup against a little bit of chazer shmalz that fell in. But the little bit of chazer shmalz enhances the flavor. It tastes schmaltzier. I can taste the flavor of the chazer shmalz. It doesn't taste like plain vegetable soup anymore. So since I can discern the flavor, that's called tam ki yikir, that we say that if a little treifas falls in, even though it should have been bottled b'roiv, chad betray bottle, is 51% heter, But I say if it's tamis or it's osa. So that's a big machlekes hatanoim, whether that's the rice of the rabban or machlekes Rashi and Tosis. So the same Rashi and Chulin, the kuftesam and aleph, that Rashi paskens that min b'mina b'mashu, Rashi said that's only min b'minoi. Lach b'lach has been mashu b'min b'shein aminoi is bottled b'roiv min ha-Torah. And it's only with the rabbanon that you need shishim to get rid of the tam. And the Baalei HaTosa disagree that we paskin mim shein aminoi in shishim min ha-Torah because that's tam ki'ikar is a din derais. And Shulchan Aruch it says, what if you have a tarubis of heter and iser? You know for sure that you have 51% heter, but you're not sure if you have shishim in the heter against the iser. So if it's min b'minoi, if you have a taruvus of min b'minoi and the whole need for shishim is only mid the rabbanon, so then I say sofik the rabbanon lakula, sofik shishim will be lakula because all need for shishim by min b'minoi is only mid the rabbanon. But if it's min b'shein aminoi, then we paskan like Tosfos. So tam kiker is the raisa, so then we would say sofik the raisa lachumra. We would say that if you have a sofik shishim, you should go lachumra. Yeah, that's a question. Where we paskin the Shulchan Aruch that Tam Kiika is the Raisa, that's a psak b'toras vadai, or maybe that's a psak that we machmer like Tosfos. Maybe we're not so convinced 100%. So that was a shaila in the Sefer Afikayam. He quotes an incident that Rab Simcha Zelig, who was the Dayan in Brisk, told him over. There was once a chayla mesukan on Shabbos, and the doctor said he needs hot chicken soup, and nobody on Shabbos had any hot chicken soup. Nobody had any chicken soup at all. They didn't have refrigerators 100 years ago. So they had the din is shechten l'chayla b'Shabbos. So they shechted, Rab Chaim said, they should shecht the chicken, and then they salted it, and then they made the chicken soup. So the question is, but why did they give him kosher chicken soup? They could have gone to there was an Erev, they could have gone to a Goyish restaurant and gotten trefa chicken soup. So it would only be in violation of the din is whenever you have a chayla mesukan, you have to do an isa in order to save his life. So the Gemara has a whole sugi at the end of Yuma. Machila mosa hakal akal tchila. If you can either eat one trefa thing or another trefa thing, so you have to figure out which is machomer, which avera are you gonna violate is gonna be machomer over here. Should you give him chicken soup, which is nevela, tam kikar of nevela, or should you be shechting the chayla b'Shabbos? Shechting on Shabbos is a melacha of netilas neshama. So the Rishonim all explain why shechet the chayla b'Shabbos, why you don't give him nevela, because that's the lesser of the two evils. Okay. So after they made they shechted the chicken and they made the chicken soup and the chayla ate it on Shabbos, and then Rab Simcha Zelig mentioned to Rab Chaim that one of the tshuva svarim, the Gibas Pinchas, I think it is, as the tshuva, he says, we don't really paskin like Tosfos b'toras vada, that tam kikar is deraisa. We're machma like Tosfos, but we should be machma like Rashi also. Maybe tam kikar is lav deraisa. Whenever assuming tam kikar lav deraisa, will lead you to a chumra, so we should be machmer like for Rashi's opinion. So over here, if tam kikar is lav deraisa, so the whole avera of taking the trefa chicken soup from the goyish from the trefa restaurant is only trefa mederabanan, because the roiv, the chicken soup, the schmaltz of the chicken is less than 50% in the soup. So don't let the chayla eat any chicken; just give him the chicken soup, and it's only tam kikar. So according to Rashi, that's only the Rabbanon, as opposed to shechting the chicken on Shabbos, that's mamash ha-melocha deraisa. So the Gibas Pinchas says like that, if you have such a situation, you should be choshish for shitas Rashi. So Rab Chaim said, Rab Simcha Zelig, why don't you tell me this in advance? I would have followed what it said in the Gibas Pinchas. So many think that it's, the Prima Gaudim also raises such a possibility, that when the Shulchan Aruch paskens halacha, the tam kikar deraisa, and a suffix shishim is lechumra by mim shein aminoi, it's only lechumra like Tosfos. But if it will come out lechumra like Rashi, then you should be choshish for shitas Rashi. So others think that it's not really correct. And more correct, we really paskin that tam kikar is their eyes. Yeah. Okay, so believe now that we will, tomorrow we'll have to continue with the topic, well, chazat tam kikar. And then after we chazer a little bit in Yanim Bapesach, then we'll go back to chazer, the end of Perek HaLabasa from Kuf Yud Gimel to the end, and the beginning of Perek HaLabasa. I was told that we have, in the yeshiva, they have many more students in the post-Pesach program than we had in previous years. Do we have any new students in this year who weren't here the first term?
I don't think so.
Okay. Small crowd. Okay, so believe that tomorrow we'll continue. How was the reception? The hearing was good?
Yes. It was very good. We were able to hear Rebbe the entire time.
And the seeing was also, or I disappeared?
No, we were able to see Rebbe too.
Oh, okay.
The combination of the phone and the video worked very well.
Okay, so we'll have to try this tomorrow again. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Whoever
Thank
wants
you,
tonight, I'm giving a shiur tonight at 8:15. Whoever wants to listen to the shiur, we're learning Eben Ezer. Every Monday night we learn Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. We're in the Simon Lamed Hay about the Chassan can make a shliach the Kiddushin, and then Lamed Vav the Kala can make a shliach the Kabbalist Kiddushin. So we're going to do Lamed Hay tonight. Okay. Have a successful day.